This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So today, let's just go ahead and get started. Fuck Devin. It's 2020 fucking four.
Yeah,
Devin can't show up for the podcast.
Yeah, it reminds me of 2014.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, guys, I have to quit. Well, I guess I could come back. Now he's going to say, I'm
Things
sorry.
Things go in cycles.
Yeah. Man, you and I never did that.
I don't go in cycles.
Devin is the Trump of our band. Who is the most, okay, if you had to really say, is there a person in your life that you think resembles Trump or is kind of like
resembles
Trump?
Resembles him? Any, well, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
just
personality-wise, a little way, you know what I mean? Like, is there somebody in your life where you're like, whoa, this like super overbearing, crazy confident, you know, absurdly outrageous? Is there anybody, I'm just wondering, is he like,
yeah, I think so.
Unique?
Do you remember that time when we started the Tooth and Nail Tour and Steven from Amberlin had orange skin because he put on like a spray tan?
Yeah.
And he's kind of politician like, so yeah. Steven from Amberlin, formerly of Amberlin, reminds me most of Trump of anybody I know.
He's not in Amberlin anymore, I guess.
He did have orange skin at one point though. That was put on, made to be kind of orange that time, you know,
right.
Which I thought was, people do that more now, but do you know what I mean? People do more of that, I think, then. But when he did it that time, I thought that skin is kind of orange. So there's that plus the politician likeness. But he doesn't, his personality is not at all like Trump.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Steven is older than, I mean, he's like what?
Yeah, late, and also very
late 50s.
Right.
He might. It could be. No one knows. I mean, there's a chance he's 57 years old.
But Trump is unique as far as his personality because there's not really a lot of people that have it.
I mean, not like
exact,
that.
No. Well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's I guess, always was some kind of celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, even before he was, he just is. You know what I mean? Like, It is
a Dennis the Menace. Like, it's a child thing that didn't have to change since it was a very young child doing something, running some really ridiculous program that somehow worked in a weird, weird way with his relationship with his family or dad or whatever, that something that was working when he was 3, 4, 5 and somehow never had to change.
Yeah.
That's the way I would say
it. That's wild.
Like, what, you know, children do ridiculous stuff to like get attention or get their way that is not going to hold up once they grow up. And it did for him.
I mean, it's so crazy. Like, I would say Trump for me was one of the big clues that whatever I was taught about Christianity was wrong. Like the way the right, and you know, the right-leaning folks and Christian right just said, yes, we support him. And even, I mean, I saw lots of people saying like God sent him and God, you know, like Jesus' hand on Trump's shoulders. I mean, like, it's ridiculous. I mean, it is ridiculous. Like, there have been three things that really shook my faith in God because I've had really spirits. One, Trump, and then like, what happened with Joey and getting divorced? Those three things, because all three of those things revolve around Christianity deeply, deeply. Like, I mean, it can't be separated. And all three of those things ended in such a, or happened in such a bizarre way where I was completely caught off guard in lots of ways. They really made me go, well, this can't be real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what it, if all three of those, like, all three of those people were strong believers, real strong.
I don't know.
Apparently, not Trump. Okay, you're right.
Right.
Trump. But he says he is.
Yeah, he says
you know
he is.
I mean?
But
he, yes, I agree. You're right. But I mean, I'm saying it's still people that used the Bible and God.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people for, but, There's a lot of people for whom religion, dogma, institutional stuff, whatever the things are about Christianity or something, are a tool that fits really well. And a lot of those people don't know how, I don't think many of them have insight into how they're, what they're getting out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that doesn't mean it's not real.
I do.
Like, that doesn't make it not real. And the way you're phrasing it is a little bit, you're saying the thing that makes church people really mad, which is you're saying these other humans, what they did makes, is somehow changes your relationship with God. Yes. That's what people go, wait, you can't say what other people, how does that change that?
Because everybody tells you the word is alive and the word is spread from brother to sister to brother. And that's how I learned about God. And then I saw, wait a minute, the people that are telling me about God and their relationship with God and what they're doing. And this goes past just my marriage or Joey. Way past. I mean, that was a small component of what I'm talking about.
Pattern,
everybody,
yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, it is just, it's out, like, it's not crazy at all now for me to go, what in the hell was I doing? Like, what was I doing?
Okay.
I still believe in God, but I'm talking about the church system. And then if that is what I had to extract or pull myself apart from, was what people were saying is bullshit and their actions are bullshit, including mine. I'm people too.
That's the only way that this is going to make sense, what you're saying. But yes, I'm going to agree with you if you're going to say the way they were behaving is the way I was behaving and I believed it. And then when I see the bullshit in them, I know there's bullshit in me. What the fuck is this?
Right.
That actually is not a coherent answer.
These people aren't faking.
Yeah.
Right. They're not. They are trying. Don't hear me wrong. There, this isn't like, oh, they're just shitty and they're trying to.
Absolutely.
I don't even really think most Christians are trying to get power or anything. I think they really are literally trying to find a way to be a good person. But
Trump is literally doing a certain thing. You're right. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But he was the one that was like, oh, I'll just use this and God, I'll get all these people.
But that's a clue of how other people are doing, even though they don't maybe have the insight of how that, what they're doing or how it affects people or whatever. But that's true. That when you watch someone manipulate it that clearly, it gives you insight into those that maybe unknowingly do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one crazy thing. You and I have been talking a lot in the last few months about like bad Christian and what it was. And I remember when we used to have Godless on and he said, one day y'all will be like me. He said, you're just not there yet. Or so, you know, something to that.
Yeah. I remember distinctly that. Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm not like him. Now my faith has changed drastically
in some ways. The points he was making then, you might go, yeah, actually now I do agree with this point or that point, but
but I think what he is just still religion. Like, I don't want to do what he's doing. Like, whatever that thing is there is no God and I'm godless. And I'm like, that is the exact same thing. I mean, it's the exact same thing. I don't want to do that either. The thing I believe is there is a greater power. No matter what, I have ever been more certain about that, really. Like, I just think there is something, and the way this life is and the way the world is and the past and what potentially comes in the future, all of it just makes me go, yeah, there's something else than just this. It might be a simulation or that there was a creator of a simulation, whatever it is. But my faith in a greater power has never been stronger. Now, that also still in my world, just because it's so ingrained in me, includes Jesus. I still do believe Jesus is the way. I can't help it. And that might just be culturally so ingrained in me, you know, the same way as, you know.
And what do you mean by the way? The way, what is the way?
The same way as nobody else liked grits, but I eat grits because I'm from the South and I wouldn't have liked them if I wasn't from the South or something. I'm in America. Christianity was just pushed on me in the Southern Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. And so it's so much in me that I don't want to let it go. And I appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
The way, though, that phrase is strong. The way to something, like, what, you know, what
do you mean?
The way. You said Jesus is the way, and the way.
Oh, the Jesus is the way for me to get to the next thing. If it's there,
there's a next thing.
That's the path. He is the path. God is the, yeah. Jesus, the Christ is the path, I think. Whatever that is resonates deeply with me. There's like we were talking today about what is past and present, and I was just, you know, kind of jerking y'all around a little bit, just being devil's advocate. But on our text thread with all of our guys, Devin and Lunsford and Matt McDonald from Classic Crime, we were talking about Matt McDonald said something about what he's doing for his future self in a way. And I was like, oh, there's only the present. And so it doesn't matter there is no past, there's no future, there is no anything. And I really do believe that. Like, I know that feels even Eastern and, you know, but philosophy, mysticism or whatever, Buddhism, but I don't think there is anything. And then I really do think there is an external cause that will make you go to another dimension, heaven, whatever you want to call that. I don't think you can go there on your own. I don't think like I can earn my way to heaven. It actually doesn't make sense. Like the idea of, you know, they go, well, Jesus paid it all, so you can't earn your way to heaven. But it's also, you just couldn't anyway. Like what is earning your way to heaven? Like, because you're so good, but then you would know you're so good or something. You know what I mean? Like there's no escaping who you are, your ego or all that stuff outside of some external cause moving you to. And so that external cause comes from, I know maybe inwardly I die of a heart attack or cancer or whatever, but there is something else that then takes whatever's left of me, I think, maybe to another spot.
But you think temporally this, then that. It's not like,
yeah, yeah. Only because I can only experience this right now. I think I might be in all of them currently, like
right. But I'm asking you specifically: are you saying there is now? There's the thing that happens, and there's whatever is, and then there is afterlife, and it's a separate thing that's different than this thing, and that occurs next.
It's like the water cycle, right? Like that water that's in the water cycle, you know. Evaporation, condensation, precipitation, saturation, the water cycle boogie goes round and round. That water is all of us, and individually me, but also everything. And so there's this cycle of things where the water is in all cycles, and it's the same thing, but it's in a different cycle at all times. And so right now I might be vapor, and I also might be liquid, and I might be frozen, or, you know, whatever it might be. I might be saturating the ground, you know, all those things. I might be at the same time because the water is all the same. We just think of it as this part or that part or whatever. So that's what I think, is that I'm in some cycle that each one matters. So this one right here, I can only see Earth and living till 87 years old, and, you know, whatever it might be. And I,
are you sure they're concurrent in time though? Not all at once or something?
No, I couldn't say for sure on that.
It's now or something.
Yeah. I couldn't say for sure.
Or time is maybe not real or something. It can be wackier and still you're not wrong about what you're saying.
Right. But yeah, I do think there's something else or more that I can't see right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like whatever that is. And that also might include me not being conscious or something, you know, like
right.
I'm right. Soil, but still contributing to all of it. You know, I know that sounds stupid.
No,
but
I don't think it sounds stupid, because the thing, the identity that you know that you are now, you understand. If you just take seriously the amount of, you know, has to do with things like dopamine or the chemicals that your neurotransmitters that drive so much of your behavior. And if you simply don't have that part in the other phase of the water cycle, then you really have a hard time saying you're you.
Yes.
You have a really hard time being you if you take away the things that you really totally know you believe biologically about yourself and environmental and circumstantial that are present here in this realm now, the way we see it. You yeah. know that once you take away your environment, the way you are, the things you are, the biology, all that stuff, then you're asking some other question about what's left. And then it's not so crazy to wonder if that thing is conscious or has a continuity with this thing now.
Yeah.
That's not so crazy to ask.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, when we're talking about consciousness, is, you know, being self-aware, that is like, and I want
in some other phase of the water cycle, you might be not self-aware or more aware in some other way. Who knows? I don't mean, you don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That's pretty far off from saying I believe in Jesus is the way to heaven. That happens when I die.
Right.
That's slightly more abstract than that directly. But you sound pretty open.
But at each stage of this cycle or whatever, each one is so important and it's doing its thing in the reality that it has.
It's important.
The world that we have. Like, I mean, if my body, if I die and I turn to dirt, you know what I mean? My body goes back into the soil and from dust, you know, we became and dust we return. The dust is doing something too, but I just think it's not thinking or doing anything. When I see dust fly by me in a windstorm or whatever, I'm just like, oh, whatever. That's not anything. But that dust is going somewhere and making something and doing it. It is doing something, right? Oh, like the dust is you know, it's erosion or movement or change or something, you know, I mean, it is something that is happening, even if it's being externally moved by the wind, it's still doing something. And so that's what I think. Like right now, I'm just in some, I feel like I'm in a real low tier of what I might eventually become. And I might even be there right now, but I don't know it. And so that, for me to become whole and perfect or whatever, this right now has to exist, I think, because it just couldn't, like, you would, like, to evolve, they might all have to exist at the same time so that you are the high thing. You hear us, Devin? You finally
I'm here.
Up, you little bitch.
Sorry.
Wow. The first podcast of the year you did this?
Well, you got a good I told you, I had a thing.
Excuse or not?
Huh?
You have a good excuse or not? You better make up something.
I had practice.
You better say something real crazier than that.
Well, I ain't got nothing crazy.
Practice you didn't do at what?
Church.
No, one of your kids was injured in a plane crash.
Severely.
Bad, right? And you left the emergency room to come here.
I left.
Yeah, and your tire blew out.
And that happened.
The happiest you could ever be to be injured is go, oh shit, I'm injured, would be from a plane crash.
Oh, right? My God.
Oh,
yes.
For sure.
You'd be like,
definitely.
I'm injured.
Yeah.
You'd be so happy to be injured.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Injured in a plane crash is the greatest possible injury.
I have thought maybe so many times, what will I think in a plane crash? I was thinking, well, I just accept it. I was going, well, I knew it. Like, or will I be screaming? Will I scream? You know what I mean? Like, if the pilot says brace for impact, will I go?
No, I don't think you will.
I mean, I might.
Some people will.
No idea.
You might. I don't think I will.
Usually I'm with Devin. Well, I'll be like, Dev, we dap it up.
Your instincts would kick in and you would just go into emergency Toby mode. That's just what would happen.
Like trying to solve it, but at least spend my last minute trying to solve it.
Yeah. It would just be, everybody would just act how I don't think you have any choice. I think it's just, you just instincts fully take over. There's no,
yeah.
You don't even have a say in how you would act. Not even close.
Yeah. I watched the other day, it was on TikTok. It was just the scene from what's the guy's name that landed the plane in the Hudson?
Sully.
Yeah,
yeah, me know, and Cosmo just watched Sully because he loves it, plane.
Yeah, it was Tom Hanks, and that scene is just so intense. Like, I haven't seen that movie ever, but it was so intense when they realize, oh wait, birds. Oh, we don't have engines, and they turn around and the ground control just does not understand. And he goes, no, we are going to have to do this.
Yeah.
And
no injuries, right. Not scrapes or anything. They just in the water, and then they didn't drown or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The plane landed on water and nobody got hurt.
I know.
That's crazy.
And it was intense. And like, they were trying to go, they were like, yeah, you can go to this airport. It's right here. You can go to it. You can make it. You can do it, you know, and he couldn't have. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was wild. And you're right. I mean, that would be so scary when you hear the pilot go, brace for impact. He said that, and I was like, fuck. Yeah, I mean, no. It is just so intense. And yeah, nobody got hurt. So
that's wild.
Anyway,
I wouldn't think it would float that good.
It could. Yeah, it could definitely. I mean,
you just think wide wings before we get out is what I would be thinking. That panic of like, oh, you're in the back.
So now you're dead.
You know how long it takes to get off a plane? And you think, okay, I'm in a metal plane in water and I'm in the back. Now, how does that stay calm enough to get everybody out?
Yeah.
But they did.
Yes, they did.
All right. Yeah, well, happy New Year, guys. Sorry I missed the intro.
It's okay. But, man, I've been talking our asses off.
Well, I believe that.
I know.
My good camera's not even working. I don't even know what's going on here. I hadn't even been downstairs since probably 2 weeks ago.
You haven't been downstairs in 2 weeks?
Well, I've been gone for 10 days. And then, you know.
Oh, that's right, because you just got home.
Yeah, I was in South Carolina too, Devin. Same time.
Yeah, I know. We were down there. Didn't even see.
We stayed at Embassy Suites the whole time. Boy.
That's pretty nice.
I get that breakfast every morning. It was so, I mean, it was something. Now, I will tell you, it was really interesting this time going because I hadn't seen my parents since my divorce. And I brought my girlfriend with us. So, like, this is a huge change. Both parents really liked her and they understood. But, I mean, it's been, like, over a year since I've seen my parents. I just hadn't gone back to South Carolina. But, man, my dad has gotten old. It's like really this is the time where I was like, whoa. Because I always thought, I was like, yeah, my dad's just getting older. And he's but, I mean, he can't – like, it was just – like, we tried to walk downtown, and it was kind of cold. And I promise you, I would say every maybe half a minute to a minute, he would just go, whoo. Like, he was in like real pain from the cold, and it was like 48, 50 degrees. I was like, it's nearly not that bad. And I was like, oh man, he really is feeling this. And like, he just couldn't like be out. He would just be away from us. Like, I was like, we're here seeing you, visiting you. And he'd be, you know, 30 yards ahead of us trying to walk somewhere. And I was like, where is he doing? So it's just weird. It's a weird time of life where I was like, oh man, my dad, this is like the next change of life. Like, there's all these different stages. And one is you're old, but you're fine. And now it's old and really old, like can't move as well and isn't trying to hang out and wants to get back home as soon as they can. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like that. My mom, even a little bit, and she's strong. I mean, she's super strong, but she felt a little bit older. And I know, I mean, Devin's parents are gone, and Matt, your mom's gone. But I mean, your dad, when's the last time you saw your dad? How long has it been now since you've even seen your dad?
It was his wedding. That was a year ago.
No, you saw him in.
Oh, no. Yeah. I saw him one time in Asheville. Yeah. In Asheville.
But that wasn't.
That's right.
Spring.
Yeah. That's right. He came.
Yeah.
But he wasn't married then, was he?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Because his wedding was in like January.
Yeah.
Well, this is riveting podcasting. Matt's dad's marriage. All right. I wrote down a list. Also, do we have a CTA? I don't even think we have one.
I don't think we did.
You know what would be on it? Can you guess what would be on it? We got songs and stories.
Yeah, we got songs and stories. What are the dates of that? January 31st?
Yep. January 31st through March
Cincinnati.
3rd. January 31st, Cincinnati. February 1st, Knoxville.
Selling quick. Buy
February 2nd, Atlanta.
Ooh, that's going to be nice. Oh, we're playing the same place we played last time?
Fuck you.
Which is
a very good restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, that
and
place
barbecue.
Is
it's a pho and barbecue pho restaurant
barbecue.
Called Fuck
You. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that place is dope.
Then February 3rd, Nashville.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be awesome. And then we are doing custom songs for Valentine's Day. So you got to order ASAP. We've already sold several, and we can't do too many because there's not that much time. So we want to get the song done before February 14th. So order your custom songs. You can go to emorymusic.com. You can go to emorymusic.com, I guess, and get tickets too for Songs and Stories.
Tickets, yeah, all that stuff.
For everything. Is there anything else? And then there's lots of touring that we're going to be announcing soon. And it's going to be really good. And we're working all that out right now. So there's some really amazing shows headed your way for Emory. So just keep listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but this year is the Week's End's 20th anniversary. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Actually, January 27th is the old birthday.
It is?
20 mm-hmm. years old. Yeah.
January 27th.
There was some weird, like, I was looking it up again, and I was thinking, okay, something happened. There was like a double release thing or something. I remember there was two dates happening. So something, Tooth & Nail released on January 15th. And I think that was like an alternate cover or something. You remember that?
Yeah, but it's the dark green one release day.
No, I know. But there was something that happened that came out early, a pre-release sort of thing. And then January 27th was the album itself. That, I mean, it was the same, but anyway. So
yeah, the original cover was the broken fishbowl guy laying down.
Yeah, there was something about that.
And it was like a darker green.
That was the one they sent early to radio stations and magagazines and store outlets and things like that.
That was before we got really famous.
And so that was the time, this time exactly 20 years ago, was when we
were about to be famous.
Driving our van, our new white van.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. New-ish.
New white van.
Yeah, new. Yeah, new.
Our brand new white Ford van that we had, that had its whole life cycle. That was the first trip in it because we got the thing. Earlier that year in 2003, after Cornerstone thing, played Tooth & Nail Day 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Then got the, when the bus, that bus broke down, got the white van and then had it geared it up and then drove from Seattle to, I think, to South Carolina first and then to Florida to start the Tooth & Nail tour. That would have been right now. Like that time when Joel broke the tire right before we left.
Yeah.
That's like, this is the 20-year anniversary of probably that night. It's like today.
We're all just so mad sitting there. Just like,
we're at lived at the Phillips basement, and Joel broke the tire like a week and a half before we had to, that would have been about right now, 20 years to that event.
That was actually right before Christmas because we were all driving home for Christmas.
Okay, so we went home for Christmas. So we were already in South Carolina.
It was really close. Yeah,
right.
I mean, it was.
Like we were getting our first merch shipment in my parents' house and rolling up those T-shirts and the Rubbermaids 20 years today. Okay, that's where we were then. As of right now, taping this, getting ready to go. Mm. And then now from there, we got to drive to Florida and start. And the Week's End's still not out
yet. That's so crazy.
In 2 weeks it will be, and then there you go.
Man, I can remember that first show. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's wild.
Further Scenes Forever dropped off, and they came up and apologized, said they would always take us out for the next tour and stuff, but then it's never happened. Never, ever happened. It's so crazy. And we didn't know anything.
We didn't know anything. That was the beginning of us learning how to be in a band. Anything. That was the beginning.
No one even told us anything. Like, we didn't have a tour manager or anything. No. We heard that there's a tour manager for the tour, and we were like, oh, well, they paid for it, so we're good. But it really wasn't that way. Jimmy Story, by the way. Mm-hmm. Wonder what he's doing these days.
There's just so many characters along the way. It's just so funny and cool.
100%. All right. I wrote down something that I want to talk about. Okay. So I wrote down the top 10 wildest things from 2023 that I thought were really interesting. Do y'all want to talk about these? And what I'd like to do, we'll get into a few of them and then we'll carry over the rest of it to Emoryland, the part two of this podcast, which if you join Emoryland, you get a whole second part of this show and a bunch of music. I mean, if you join Emoryland, you get all this stuff that
Shallow Seas Live's in there. Yeah.
And Shallow Seas Live, our one take.
The video special, if you missed that from the.
And that was good. So good.
It was
really good. I will say this. I felt like mine and Devin's voices sounded the best they've ever sounded in that.
I think that's accurate.
I just couldn't. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this feels so good. Like, I felt like my instrument, me singing, you know, just felt so good, and everything sounded so good. And it was just so fun. I love the backdrop, everything about it. That's in Emery Land. You can go watch it right now, over and over and over and over and over. So yeah, do that. Anyway, okay, so I wanted to get into it. And last year we did this, and I thought it was really interesting. So I wanted to do it again. 2023 celebrity deaths. That's on my list of top wildest things, because when a celebrity dies, you know, and more are dying. Can y'all name any off the top of your head, like big ones? Pee-wee Herman, Yep.
Man, it's hard to remember.
I know it is, isn't it? Like, you just like, when it happened, you were like, I mean, when I say some of these, you're like, oh yeah, oh my gosh. Like, you felt some of these, like you really felt them.
Okay. Yeah. I get just lose track of the years that it happened.
How about this one? Bob Barker.
Okay. I remember that one. You know? Was that this year?
That's the one everybody said that's happened like three times before.
I know.
It has. I really have felt like it's happened a lot. I can't
happened
even believe
it. Happened again this last year.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Him dying?
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember him dying.
Yep.
That's a big one.
What about Steve Harwell? You know who he's from?
No.
Lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah. Smash Mouth.
He died.
Right.
He died?
Yeah, that's right.
Paulie from Rocky died this year. Burt Young, that's his name.
I like Burt Young, yeah.
I
thought he was gone already.
Suzanne Summers died this year. Yeah.
Forgot.
How about this one? Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a big one. That was the biggest one of the year.
That was a big one.
Yeah. I mean, that probably was maybe the biggest one of the year. Tina Turner died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so big. Tony Bennett. I thought Tony Bennett died a few years ago, and he didn't. He just died.
Yeah, he died in tons of years. So.
Yeah. How about this one? Sinead O'Connor.
That was this year?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a big year.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many. I mean, what's crazy, a lot of people die from that TV show Euphoria. Like, they keep dying from that show. I don't even know. Lisa Marie Presley died this year.
She died this year?
Yeah. A crazy one was Henry Kissinger. I thought for sure he was dead.
He died in the 60s.
I know. He's 100 years old, it says. I mean, people make fun of – they always talk about Kissinger as if he was, you know.
I thought historical – Winston Churchill, Kissinger.
Yeah, right, Kissinger. I mean, he was hanging out last year. At some point last year, he was hanging out.
That's crazy.
How about this one? Pat Robertson. You remember growing up with the 700 Club? He just died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, there's so many other. Let's see. Jeff Beck died.
Wow.
Musician. Yeah. Here's Burt Young again. Let's see. Who else? There was another one, too, that I always thought was like, I was like, whoa. But. Anyway, it's just crazy. Dick Butkus, because they honored him at the Illinois University football game.
Yeah.
So I think you go back in the archives somewhere around 2015, you'll find me predicting the celebrity death explosion. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I predicted that. But just based on the fact that there weren't a lot of celebrities, if you go far back. There weren't many people who were celebrities. There was just the small list of celebrities in the past generation.
Yeah.
Right. And so then as the people get older, there's a lot more people who were celebrities who are 60, 70, and 80, 90. Because you go way back, it's like, well, there's Fred Astaire and there's Willie Mays and there's just a few people that everybody know. And then so that was one thing. But now the amount of people that are known as celebrities has gone up insanely over the last three decades.
For sure.
Like people, the amount of media outlets, channels, social media now. So that's never going to stop. Every year from now on, more people, it used to be like two celebrities died a year. It really did used to be like that. And now, and maybe you wouldn't hear about some, but there's so many percentage of people who are or have been celebrities at some point in their life, had their 15 minutes, that you're going to, and now think how many of those people are now 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and it's going to continue to be a longer and longer list every year.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, there's TikTokers. There's a TikToker that I found out that died, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Think about all the different avenues that you can know people.
Yeah.
Now it's just, right. It's not just movies or not just a TV
there's
show.
So many known so people. Many.
Right.
Over the last generation or two, and more than ever today. But most of the people that are known when they're celebrities are younger. And then 30 years after that, they all die in huge waves.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. All right. Moving on my list. These aren't in order. So it's not like
all of those people didn't die from COVID, too. They all made it past COVID and then died.
That's true.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. All right. One that I wanted to talk about was Andre 3000's flute album. I thought that was one of the wildest things of 2023. Like, I just would never have expected that, like, to do that. And that was what he was going to do. And it just kind of happened. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, cool, man. But, no one cares about his flute playing.
Well, his explanation was more the point, though, or something, probably.
He just said he couldn't do rap anymore because this is what his passion is now. So that's what the only way he could write an album is that, I think.
Yeah, I think he said that he wouldn't rap again until he had something to say, which is reasonable. Yeah. There's some point to that. It's like he's not going to do it just because you have to follow up. I guess he doesn't need to. So maybe he will again one day, but he can't. He's not going to do that in the commercial for a commercial reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it was a little bit of a, not gimmick, but a little, it probably had some kind of intention to it to where maybe he comes back on the next one and it's like really awesome, just like something really cool and different, but maybe not. I mean,
there's people that really think that there's part of the celebrity cycle is you on purpose. I'm not saying him, but some people say, how celebrities, like, they get the paparazzi to shoot their cooter when they get out of their car, and then they act like they're mad that
shoot
they got
the cooter.
The thing.
Shoot the cooter, which is the name of the next Emmy round.
Shoot the cooter. You know what I'm talking about. It's like they
please.
They get...
Now I've changed. I know we have a title for that. If we don't name our album "Shoot the Cooter," then I'm quitting Emory.
They
pay them to shoot the cooter.
Shoot the cooter.
You know what I'm talking about. They pay them all the time. Shoot the cooter. Shoot the cooter.
That's
all.
You
gotta. Sorry, Ted. I gotta leave. I gotta shoot the cooter.
Well, Lohan hired me to shoot the cooter. I gotta get over there by 9.
Hey, Jimmy, make sure and hit the usual. Oh, shoot the cooter. Got it.
But they do stuff like that, or they get a arranged marriage and it breaks up. Whatever, no matter how the drama of the things are, the down Robert Downey Jr., like that was organic, of course, but the comeback is the thing. So you have to engineer a comeback. And when you want to engineer a comeback, you got to do the bad stuff bad. You got to tank something so you can engineer a comeback. So nobody is trying to nail it straight all the time. You need to go away. You need to have a reason to go away. You need to have a reason to come back. So you do the thing. Yeah. You create drama in the select. Like, it would be, if we could do something really bad to get a ton of where everybody really hated us, then maybe we could come back.
That's true.
That's a strategy, and perhaps Kanye is playing that role at this time. Yeah. Or Taylor Swift makes the album that people don't like the Folklore, and that's supposed to be bad so that the next one's good or something. I think there's people, they engineer that type of thinking.
Yeah, Emery missed out. We should have failed.
Still can.
And, no, it's past. I think we're past it. Mm-mm. If we fail now and gave us stop and we came back later, they'd be like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, but now, I mean,
depends
we should
how big you could flame down.
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's just the way it is. But speaking of,
I'm trying to play some of his music.
Who? Like, if we all went to jail for going in the Capitol on January 6th, then we get out, then you write a record, then you come back.
I am kind of enjoying that.
Okay. Then Shoot the Cooter hits number one on all the charts.
The people that pay to shoot the cooter. That was a real thing that Matt said.
I don't know where it came from. But
just gave pay it. To shoot the cooter.
I didn't have it written down in my notes or anything.
Matt knows so many people that pay to shoot the cooter.
I don't think I said
slope.
Pay the first.
You gotta
time,
go shoot the cooter.
It's like a, that could be it's so a many black diamond
on just a, give them a tip. Slope. They leak. I'm gonna be getting out of this car. It's gonna sit low. The car, those low,
yeah.
Fancy cars, and they tip them off to be there. Then they
cooter also sound. Cooter is horrifying. A very underrated word for vagina. That's a good cooter. Word. I like it. I always thought it was insane. That on Dukes of Hazzard is named Crazy Cooter. I thought that was just the wildest thing. Because, like, cooter is a word that a lot of, at least in my family, the women use that word.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That'd be it. You know what definitely. I mean? I heard the word cooter from women.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, I mean, pretty early on, that was like a way of saying it that it wasn't bad. Like, you know, they're just talking about
right.
it. Hey, cooter.
I didn't mean it bad when I said it.
Right. They didn't. And I heard it from women. And so then when I saw it on Dukes of Hazzard, I was like, oh my God. Wow.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrities and cooters.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that the Epstein Island list got released or something?
Yeah.
You see all that?
It's not released yet, or it's going to be.
I saw that it was, and people are putting out a bunch of stuff. There's couple of TikTok channels that just keep putting all the different people that are involved. So I just thought that was pretty interesting. I saw today, and I don't have any knowledge of the validity of whatever. I'm just saying what I saw.
Saying what he saw.
Stephen Hawking said he was involved in an underage orgy.
Mm. What?
Yeah, that's what it said.
He had it's been known for very long that he would
he could fully walk.
I knew that a long time ago that he it was the thing that I had heard and that people had said is that he just would go to he would go to strip clubs or have women hired because he couldn't move. But he was able to communicate the way he communicated allegedly. To pay and have women, you know, do stuff like strippers, lay on him and do things and whatever. Yeah. Like he had a reputation for sexual activity.
I didn't realize that.
At least in that, you know, he has a, you know, whatever that kind right. of like he so it's believable.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, either. Yeah.
And some
really
of the, they say
that,
a lot of the scientists are wrapped up.
I'm never
scientists wrapped up in
that.
That is definitely the generality. You hear that. I don't know anything or the list or whatever, but I'm saying the rumors have always been that scientists are some of the people wrapped up in it.
Yeah. His book was called A Brief History of Cooter. Yeah. What was his book called?
Brief History of Time.
Brief History of Time, not Cooter. But cooter and time are the same. I can't stop saying that word now. This really got me. I wish you wouldn't have said that. I really wish you would not have said that.
I was about to do a really great joke, but I can't do the voice.
Do it. Just try.
I was going to say shoot the cooter in the Stephen Hawking. But I can't. I don't know what it is.
Do
you don't
it.
Know his voice.
You're the gooter.
No, that's not his voice. It's a computer. He doesn't. It's not his voice.
I know. I can. Yeah. You do it,
shoot.
Matt.
Shoot.
Yeah, Toby's got
gooter.
It. Yeah, it's a computer.
Cooter.
Oh man.
What All is right. what Stephen Hawking? What is one thing that the universe gives to us and wants us to do? Hit the cooter.
It's higher, but you got the right.
Hit the cooter.
Yeah, you in between those two.
And you know what's crazy is all these people that died. Like I was just thinking about Jimmy Buffett, just so rich and all that stuff. I mean, Stephen Hawking, and they were really, I think especially Stephen Hawking probably thought, I'm so close to my being healed or put in another body or something and living forever. Like he probably felt and realized in the whole scheme of things, really not that far. I mean, it might be 100 years or 200, but really close when you think about the whole lineage of human history. You know what I mean? Like, we're so close to, like,
radical
really living.
Lengthening possibilities. Like if they ever come, they're yeah. relatively soon.
Yeah, I mean, aren't the biggest changes about to happen in human history? Like, it sounds so crazy because I know fire changed the world and the printing, you know, all the different things you can go. But I mean, as far as like human biology and what humans are in relation to the earth and the universe and electronics,
you go fire, printing press, computer.
Yeah.
Like, those are the big three, right? Yeah. Okay. Number one is language. So there's the, you know, language thing, getting language in our brains, fire.
Yeah.
Then printing press, which is related to language, and now computer.
Don't you think internet bigger than printing press?
I'm just saying
press?
When you zoom out, it's all just computation.
Right.
Is the thing that, like, if you zoom out, like if language was 250,000 years ago, harnessing fire was somewhere after that, I think. I don't even know. Maybe it's not. But and then printing press, I don't know. That was big.
Yeah.
And that was just hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And then everything that happens.
Porn.
And it's all computer is the whole next thing. So it'll look like a blip from, because, you know, computers were invented just the other day.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, when you really look at the timeline, it is so fast how far things got.
Right.
We've only owned a computer for 20 years.
Yeah, they weren't invented way. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it wasn't around.
I know.
Very long ago at all.
Computers are still very, very new.
I mean, it's even crazy just thinking about the Atari that I had, and now I put on Oculus goggles, and Oculus is almost outdated already. It's going to be better than that in 10 seconds from now.
I mean, when they started Orville and Wilbur Wright, that was the turn of the century around 1900 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they said, oh my gosh, this is like, they said, one of them said something like once they were doing a test of, they were trying to fly and they couldn't yet. Yeah. They said it'll be 200 years before anybody flies on the moon, like 50 years later.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's the speed thing that we're in. Orville and Wilbur, one of them thought it might be 200 more years before men could have airplanes, and we're on the moon in one lifetime after that.
That's wild.
And now we have computers. And what happens next? So probably some big stuff.
How did guys named Orville and Wilbur invent flying? That's insane.
Yeah,
that's insane.
That's funny.
All right, hey, let's head over to Emeryland. This is the end of this podcast, but we're doing a whole other one on the other side, and I want to give a few little teasers about what we're going to be talking about over there. So the rest of my list, I wanted to talk about Pastor T.D. Jakes. I don't know if y'all have heard about what's going on with him and P. Diddy and some wild stuff. I wanted to talk about that with y'all. I'll read the story for you guys. I wanted to talk about how America announces astronauts, or America announces the astronauts are named for the next moon mission, which is the first one since the last time we went to the moon. And I want to say, potentially, I'm going to explain this. I don't think we ever went to the moon. Okay. And then I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers' Achilles and a lot more. There's a lot more.